Round two of a heavyweight fight. That's the way it feels anyway as we move into it. Digging for the truth can be difficult, and battling back against the narratives that are so prevalent out there can also be difficult. But I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. It's the Steve Gruber Show for Tuesday, December the 17th, 2019. Thank you so much for being here. Three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the stock market rocketing to uncharted territory. And every time you think it can't possibly go any higher, well, it soars to new heights. And investors are looking to an even better 2020. Number two, porch pirates beware. Porch pirates beware. If you try to find out who's been naughty and nice by stealing packages day and night, you might just find out that one of those toys has a special little surprise to catch bad girls and boys. How'd you like that, New York? And number one, naughty and nice. It never mattered to the Democrats whether or not Donald Trump was naughty or nice. It just mattered whether they can get him impeached. That's where we are. Tomorrow, it looks like they will impeach 45. Maxine Waters will be drunk, celebrating. I mean, not like she's not when she's not. Celebrating, that is. At any rate, the Democrats are falling in line. Swing district Democrats falling in line. Alyssa Slotkin, we heard that yesterday. She has already made up her mind. She had some time ago, I'm quite sure. And now she's made it clear to everyone she's going to vote for both articles of impeachment, says it's her CIA training and so forth. And so here we are at this point in the impeachment. And Alyssa Slotkin is trying to point to her credibility as being a CIA agent. James Comey comes to mind. The FBI, very credible right now. Michael Horowitz comes to mind. Michael Horowitz comes to mind as to what the FBI has done and done unethically and potentially illegally. But I was at the town hall festival yesterday, and it was quite a raucous crowd. It was a lot of noise, a lot of cheering, a lot of jeering, a lot of nonsense, like I say. I'm going to give you a flavor for it. It was at Oakland University, Rochester Hills, Michigan. Alyssa Slotkin attending a packed house, absolutely packed house. Now, of course, they brought in the Slotkin supporters first and filled in most of the place. Trump supporters were kind of marginalized to the back, which, okay, it's a political event. I get that. It's how it works. And it was not equal access. And when it started, it was hard to hear what was going on because she was, I don't know, being shouted down, I suppose. It's bite number two. Bite number two. Go.
Why is it wrong for the president to be reaching out to Ukraine and trying to say, why is it wrong for the president to want to investigate corruption before handing out our taxpayer dollars? So why don't you ask a few of the questions, So how can you overturn the will of 63 million voters in 2016? And why don't you trust voters to make a decision for themselves in less than a year? Yeah. So the question on overturning the election and why are we moving ahead with impeachment when the election is in 2020?
Canned questions.
So for me, honestly, this is why I was not supportive of impeachment for many, many months, because I thought the election in 2020 should take care of it.
Yeah, the election in 2020 will take care of it. At least you know this. I think 17 of the 31 Democrats that occupy districts won by Donald Trump have now come out and said that they are supporting the impeachment. So there you go. And they're all in. And that's good news, because now you don't have to wonder. You don't have to wonder where they stand. You don't have to wonder if, hey, if they voted against it, are they just doing that to save their own skin? Now you don't have to wonder. They don't care about the will of the American voters. I mean, it'd be one thing if there are actual evidence here. There are no fact witnesses. It's so bad, in fact, that Chuck Schumer says we have to call a bunch of witnesses to get facts, and fact witnesses here in front of the United States Senate. It's not how it works, Chuck. You see, the House is supposed to do a thorough, comprehensive investigation and then present the case to the United States Senate. It's not the Senate's job to continue calling people to find more evidence to support your case. It's the job of the House to do this. And right now, the House is trying to find impeachment managers and select the people that are going to do it. I pray it's Adam Schiff. I pray it's Gerald Nadler. I think that would be terrific. But Chuck Schumer, I want to go back to what he's listened to the absurdity of what Chuck Schumer has to say. Bite number one. Bite one. Go.
We need to know the facts from those who are in a position to know, and from documents that accurately reflect them.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
So, to engage a trial without the facts coming out is to engage in a cover-up.
You mean like the Democrats did in the House?
To conduct a trial without the facts is saying we're afraid.
Now, of course you're afraid.
You have something to hide.
You do have something to hide.
To
we understand.
A trial without relevant witnesses who haven't been heard from.
You mean like the Republicans' witnesses?
To rehash the evidence presented in the House just doesn't make any sense.
But that's the way it's done, Chuck, and you know that. You, of course, are as dishonest as any of them. But the fact of the matter is the Republicans asked for witnesses in the House. They were denied. The Republicans asked for a minority hearing. They were denied. The Republicans asked that all the witnesses that were questioned under oath in secret in the dungeon would be brought out into the light. They were denied. All of the transcripts to be released, that has been denied. Some of the transcripts still remain unreleased. Why? Why? You know, Chuck, I agree with you. Not having fact witnesses, not having truthful witnesses, not having the facts is no way to run a railroad. But that's your team, Chuck. That's how your team did it, Chuck. And so therefore, Chuck, it's time to say no more. I hope that Mitch McConnell deals with this the way he should. Swing district Democrats, we know where you stand. We'll make our decision come November 3rd, 2020. Alyssa Slotkin says she's okay with that. She says this is bigger than politics. She believes she's going to win in 2020 anyway. We'll see how that plays out. It's a Republican plus four district. It's Michigan's 8th congressional district. Donald Trump won here by 7 points. Alyssa Slotkin by just 3. And Donald Trump wasn't on the ballot in 2018 from what I recall. Therefore, it's a different ballgame in 2020. Now, having said all of that, if the impeachment comes tomorrow, then the big celebration comes in Battle Creek tomorrow night. And I'm telling you, the President of the United States should wear this impeachment as a badge of honor. Because despite all of this, he puts his nose down, nose to the grindstone, shoulder to the wheel, and he gets things done every day. Every day he's working on trade deals, national security deals, working with NATO to get $130 billion more for security, military security of Europe and therefore the United States. Building a wall that we all know we need to prevent the influx of illegals and criminals coming into our country for national security. All of these things, the right to try, the First Step Act, and the list goes on and on. Not to mention tax cuts, of course. And Democrats voted for none of these things, zero, but they all vote for impeachment. Let that tell you everything you need to know. Everything you need to know. 14 after. Let's see, straight ahead in the program, Bill Barr will be here, former congressman from Georgia. A little bit later, Professor Nicholas Giordano from New York will have that, plus Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel coming up. It's all straight ahead right here on The Steve Gruber Show. You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Mauer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Mauer Foster Insurance. In Lansing. You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me, and I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You're bringing your daughter to her favorite pop star's concert. Do you A, wear earplugs?
Isn't this fun, Dad?
I have a soft pretzel.
B, remember the moment with matching concert t-shirts.
That's going to be $180.
Or we can just take a photo.
C, show her how you used to do concerts.
We're going crowd surfing!
I can't! It's too heavy!
Oh my God!
Or D, just roll with it.
Woo! Justin! Look at us! We're over here!
Justin! OMG! He just looked... I love you, Justin! I love you!
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.